am Christy Ballard Fellaini. I am a certified life coach who found herself at 42, freshly divorced, kids off to college, and having never dated in my adult life. I was starting in the middle. If you haven't yet hit start on your middle time in life, let's do it together. Let the journey begin. You are listening to Start in the Middle, episode 69. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. I have a really good message for you today. But first, I have a very special tip that I want to share with you about the holidays. So be sure to listen all the way to the end because I am going to share with you a very special announcement. Hey, I also want to ask you a favor. Could you please, at the end of this episode, please like the episode, share the episode, and rate the episode. I have super huge goals for this podcast for 2023, and I want to reach 20,023 downloads. So your help with this would be greatly appreciated. So as soon as you finish listening, like it, share it with a friend, and leave me a review. So for those of you who do not yet know me, and maybe this is your first time listening to my podcast, I am a certified life coach. I am also working on my certification to be a trauma-informed life coach because it is my mission to help you to do the best that you possibly can to reinvent your life. So I am like actually tagging that on as part of my purpose. I am the midlife inventor. I help women connect with who they authentically want to be for the rest of their lives, completely free from guilt and free from shame. Because ladies, I got you, I know you, and I know that these are some of the emotions that we tend to struggle with. So I encourage midlife women to take big leaps in their lives so that they are living from a place of adventure and joy. And I love sharing my adventures with you because I hope that it will give you the courage to live your own life to the fullest and to stop letting your age, which is just a number, or any limiting beliefs that you have about yourself, hold you back from having an amazing life. So, I want to ask you, do you remember that movie line, Shallow Hal Wants a Gal? It's a movie that came out back in 2001. I'm not going to bore you with all of the details of that particular movie, but this was the first time that I was ever introduced to Tony Robbins. And to be perfectly honest with you, I really didn't know that much about Tony Robbins or the fact that he had built and created an empire, not only as a life coach, but also as an amazing entrepreneur. Now, I have heard through my own business coach, Dave Moreno, talk about him several times before and about his own experiences being in Tony's Platinum Coaching Program. And I hadn't really given Tony much thought until Dave invited me to go along with a group of his own clients to Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within conference. Now, to be quite honest with you, I had no idea what it was that I was getting into. The only research that I had done was just kind of look over that web page that, you know, gave you like a rough idea of what the conference was going to be about. But I didn't do a whole lot of research. Now, the biggest reason that I didn't do a whole lot of research was because I truly wanted to experience it as an adventure. And to me, life is more adventurous if you don't know what is coming around the corner. But what I did know is that at some point, we were going to be walking on hot, burning coals. Now, I did research this a little bit, and what I found was a video of Oprah doing it. Holy cow, Oprah has done this. So yeah, of course I can do it, right? In case you thought, oh my gosh, does she have any doubt in her mind? If Oprah can do it, Christy can do it, right? And we should go into life with that mindset. Anyway, what I did know is that it was going to be a new experience, a new adventure, a new opportunity for me to expand my own mindset. And heck yeah, I got the t-shirt to prove it, right? That walking on fire, I had to get the t-shirt. And if you go to my Facebook and Instagram, you'll also see the picture that I took shortly after walking on the hot coals on fire. So what I want to share with you today was my biggest takeaway from this 4-day event. My biggest takeaway, because I think that sharing this with you is going to help you see some things differently in your own life. And of course, you always get to decide what you want to keep and what you want to change. So my big aha moment that really ended up being the overarching theme for the entire 4 days was that as human beings, we each have and live by our own patterns. We each have and live by our own patterns. Now, I'm positive that if you sat down and wrote out your autobiography and really started diving in and looking at the way that you have lived your life from the earliest time that you can remember until now, you will discover that you have lived your life by patterns. Now, you may have already recognized this and decided which patterns weren't working for you, so you decided to change them. But I think that the scariest thing that we do is recognize a pattern and tell ourselves, that's just the way that I am, or that's just how I grew up. And we start to rationalize these patterns that are really not serving us because we are either afraid of change or we don't know how or don't put forth the effort to get the help that we might need to make the change. So even though the pattern makes us feel like crap about ourselves, we keep it and we just keep telling ourselves the same old crappy stories about who we are. And I believe that when we do this, we are placing limits on our potential and we are placing limits on our own happiness. So, are you ready to do something about it? Because I have a quick 3-part practice that I want to share with you today that's going to help you to identify some of these patterns. All right. So we did a practice that was very similar to this during the Tony Robbins event, but I kind of tweaked it a little bit to something that made more sense to me. And so this is what I'm going to share with you. And I want you to start first with your emotional health. So the first thing that I want you to do is I want you to take some time to yourself to do an emotional inventory. So by that, you're going to create two lists. So you can just take a piece of paper, you can fold it taco style and draw a line down the middle. This is how I used to tell my kids how to fold their paper. So on one side, the list will be all the empowering emotions that you feel on a daily basis. Okay. And I want you to list as many as you can. So for me, my list might look like hope, courage, empowered, curious, joy. And I just want you to think of as many as you possibly can. And when you're satisfied with your list, and I don't want you to get discouraged if your list is not that long, or if you have a hard time creating this list of empowering thoughts, because the truth is that your brain just isn't wired to look for the positive all the time. So don't worry. It's just your human kicking in. Okay. Then on the second side of your paper, you're going to make a list, and I'm sure it's going to be much easier again because you're human and your brain is always trying to protect you by looking for danger. So there's a huge possibility that the disempowering thoughts are going to come at you more frequently and easier. So on the second side, you're going to think of as many disempowering feelings that you tend to have. So my list might look like inadequate, not worthy, discouraged, fear, and nervous. Okay. So this is part one, doing an emotional inventory. You're creating a list of feelings that are empowering and feelings that are disempowering. Now, I don't want you to judge yourself on this list because remember, you are human having a human experience. Okay. So once you have created your list and you're ready to move on to step two, you're now going to choose three from each list. And I would choose the ones that come up for you the most. And once you have your three from each list, you're going to write down the thought that goes along with that emotion or that causes you to experience that emotion. Okay. So here's an example. So if I choose courage from my empowering emotion side, the sentence that comes to mind is that I am so grateful that I have the courage to travel by myself to try a new experience. Okay. So all I did was I chose an empowering emotion, and I thought about a sentence that often comes up in my brain or that could possibly come up in my brain that causes me to feel courageous. Okay. And then you're going to do the same for the three disempowering emotions. Write out one thought for each emotion that causes that emotion. All right. So here's an example. I feel inadequate when I am talking to someone new and I stumble my words. Okay. So the thought is that when I'm speaking to someone new and I maybe accidentally stumble my words, oh my gosh, sometimes I feel inadequate. All right. So once you have written out your thoughts that cause you to feel those emotions, I want you to reread them. And I want you to just sit with them a moment if you're really up to feeling these feelings. Because in step number three, you're going to decide if those are the patterns you want to keep. And if you do not want to keep them, then you can totally break up with them. Okay? So as you're deciding, here's what I want you to ask yourselves about those thoughts. Okay? So is this even true? So for instance, I would ask myself, okay, Christy, are you really inadequate when you stumble your words? And the answer is actually no. Okay. Meeting new people can bring up all kinds of emotions that cause you to stumble your words. What if it's somebody that you completely admire and you're super, super excited about meeting them and your words don't come out the way that you intended? No, you're not inadequate. You're just a little bit excited, a little bit giddy, right? Perhaps it's just a matter of not thinking through what you want to say before you say that. I do that all the time. My mouth just spews all kinds of things before my brain thinks about it. And so that could cause you to stumble your words. It absolutely does not mean that you are inadequate. Okay, so this might be one of the thoughts that I want to break up with. But step three is all about examining the thoughts and the feelings and deciding which ones empower you and which ones you are ready to break up with. Okay, so I'm going to give you a little bit of a secret. Okay, because some of us may have been brought up in a home that was considered to be quote unquote tough love, okay? And some of us may have the thought idea, the harsher I am on myself, the better I will become, okay? And this may be a reason why you do not want to break up with those negative thoughts. But I just want to challenge you on this because I personally do not believe that you should be thinking shitty thoughts on purpose to make yourself feel bad. Because I do not believe that feeling bad is going to motivate you for anything good. And I hope that that sinks in to those who were brought up in a quote unquote tough love family of origin relationship. So the breaking up part can be a little bit tricky. Now, for some, it's a matter of just catching those thoughts when they happen and then asking that truth and redirecting to the truth. For others, the thought may be so ingrained in a person's thought pattern that it may seem like an identity rather than just a thought. But I want to promise you that it is possible to change your thoughts and your thoughts around what you think is your identity and the identity that you think that you are destined to have for the rest of your life. This is where coaching comes in, okay? So again, some of you may find it pretty easy to just kind of ask yourself that truth question and then say, no, this isn't true about me. This is actually what's true. And for some of us, we may need to have a little extra help to identify those thoughts that are not true about us and decide that we truly want to break up with them. And so coaching can help you to do that. As your coach, I can help you bridge that gap from where you currently are to where you want to be in order for you to have a guilt-free, without apology, amazing life, the rest of your life. So I hope that you have enjoyed this episode, and I hope that you will do for yourself this three-step process. But hey, before you check out, let's start with this holiday season. November 17th, and it's coming up quick, at 7 p.m., I am hosting a live masterclass on holiday happiness. Because the last 2 years, you were completely off the hook for hosting any family get-togethers or for attending Great Aunt Tessa's annual Christmas brunch. So in this class, I'm going to teach you three things. The first one is how to be okay with breaking up tradition, because you know people are going to have something to say about it, but it's totally okay. So I'm going to teach you how to be okay with breaking up tradition. Okay. The second thing that I'm going to teach you is how you can do what it is that you want to do without hurting other people's feelings. The third thing, if you decide to go ahead and go to Great Aunt Tessa's, I'm going to show you how to make it fun, even though that annoying cousin is there, or the two family members that just can't get along. I'm going to show you how to have fun if you decide to do this. All right. So I'm going to post the link to the sign up inside the show notes. All right. So be sure that you sign up even if you can't attend live. Here's why. I know that this is a busy time of year. I know you have plans going on, but I don't want you to miss these valuable tools. So go ahead and sign up anyway, and I am going to send you the replay. All right, because I want you to have a wonderful holiday season, and I want you to have this information before all of the holiday fuss begins. So remember, you have the power to choose what it is that you want in your life. All right, so I promise this extra special gift to you. And this is exactly what I am gifting to you for the holiday season. Happiness with no fuss, no guilt, and no apologies. All right? You guys, if you would like to experience the power of coaching, it would be my honor to be your coach. I would love to meet with you and to listen to your story. Throughout our time together, I will share with you the tools that I have learned within my own coaching practice that I share with all of my clients. And when you apply these tools, I promise your life will change. You will stop feeling overwhelmed. You will stop feeling stressed, and you will stop feeling like you have to have guilt on as part of your jewelry. All right. So reach out to me at KristiBallardFellaini.com. That's KristiBallardF as in Frank, Alany.com. Click on the Work With Me page and let's schedule your Discover My Joy call. You guys have an amazing week. If I don't see you on Thursday at 7 p.m. for the masterclass, I will talk to you next week. Who is your life coach? I would love the opportunity to work with you as you are rediscovering the woman you were meant to be. Visit KristiBallardFellaini.com for more information on how we can work together to ignite that passionate, enthusiastic woman who may have been tucked away for some time. Let's start in the middle together.